You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
The biggest stories in sports and entertainment. Sports Radio 610 style. In the Loop presents What's Poppin'.
All right, let's get into What's Poppin' here on this New Year's Eve edition of In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Reginald Atatula, B. Scott in for John Lopez, and Figgy Fig also with the day off. So Colin Neal on the ones and twos in his CM Houston State. I'm about to call it everything, then it's not. I was about to say pullover. I was about to say quarter zip. That is a polo.
Yeah, it's just a polo.
Yeah.
Nice Sam Houston State polo.
Bright orange.
Yeah. Yes, sir. You know it.
Like a traffic cone. Yeah, I like it.
I was going to say, only my school could get me wearing that bright orange. Because I be wearing it, boy. Wearing it proud.
It is a New Year's Eve day, but if you want to get your festivities going early, why not hang out with The Drive? The Drive is having their Thirsty Thursday on a Wednesday out in New Caney. So go out and pop out and see my guy Luke Morrow and, of course, our guy Clint Sterner out there at the Buffalo Wild Wings in New Caney. There it is. Yeah. I was about to say a different place. But Buffalo Wild Wings in New Caney is where the fellas will be 2 to 6. As always, go say what's up. Get yourself started on New Year's Eve the right way. Some other things that are popping, and it's been popping, that the NBA has already opened up voting for All-Star, and we already got first returns even from All-Star type stuff. And there's a couple of dudes, a couple of Rockets that are getting some love in this regard. You have a lot of votes coming in for obviously the two dudes that I imagine you would expect. Alperen Şengün and Kevin Durant are both top 11, I believe, in votes in the West. Luka Doncic and Giannis Antetokounmpo lead the first fan returns. But I was a little surprised to see where the Rockets are. Luka, Nikola Jokic, and Steph Curry are the top three vote getters in the West. Those are the only guys in the West, at least of the first returns, that already have 1,000 votes. Shea, Big Vic, Ant Edwards, Denny Avdija is the one that made me mad. Denny Avdija has more votes than Kevin Durant. And at this point, I look to you, Houston, and I say, is this what you're trying to be?
Yeah.
Is this who you want to be?
We got to get out here and have a little bit better representation of this, because we can't allow this. We cannot stand for this. I think that
a Portland Trailblazer,
if you are a Houston sports fan, you need to make sure that both Kevin Durant and Alperen Şengün are both above Denny Avdija. But however, however, Denny's kind of nice.
He has been playing well.
He's really good. He's a really, really good basketball player.
He is not better than Kevin Durant. He's not better than Alperen Şengün. Here's the thing. I recognize that the All-Star voting is often a popularity contest.
Yeah.
Portland, Oregon, dog?
I think it's...
We got more people than Portland, Oregon.
You got something against Portland?
Yes.
I got to know the...
Yes, I do.
Where is this voting coming? Is it really Portland that's doing this, or is this just like...
He is an international player.
Right. And so it could be the international thing.
It might be all the Israelis flooding the box. I don't know. But...
And just the
where the Turks at, baby? Where the Turks at?
And look, you get do an Alperen Şengün topic, and they will come find you, for better and or worse.
I have never said anything bad about Alperen Şengün.
And keep it that way. Keep it that way. And just trust me.
Nor the country of Turkey.
Reggie almost got a little bit geopolitical right there.
I didn't. I am actually very careful to not get geopolitical, because nobody's trying to hear that.
Yes.
All I'm trying to say is, ain't no way. No matter what way you cut it, ain't no way that Denny Avdija should have more votes than Kevin bleeping Durant or Alperen Şengün. Point blank, period.
It's strange. I'll leave it at that. It is not... We cannot stand for this. As nice as he is, and I respect his game, and if y'all haven't been watching the NBA, of course, Reggie and I have, he is a very, very good player. I think he's deserving of being in the All-Star game. Not deserving of having more votes than Kevin Durant. Not deserving of having more votes than Alperen Şengün. Hell, even an old Rocket, who I know some people that are Rockets fans have a bitter taste in their mouth about, James Harden. I'd even have him above Denny Avdija.
He's been really good this
year. He's been excellent, and he's better than Denny Avdija. So yeah, do y'all's part. get out there and get to the polls.
Yes.
Rock the vote.
That is. So, I don't think we can use that one anymore.
No, I was going to say rock the vote, no Diddy.
Okay. I was like, I feel like that one has really.
You got to say no Diddy if you say rock the vote.
Yeah.
So CP3 is not going to get the honorable all-star.
I don't think he is. Don't think it's going to happen.
There is no honorary in that whatsoever. He does not fit the qualifications, big dog.
Yeah.
Somebody said we don't like him. Who? James Harden? That's fine. He's hooping, though.
Yeah, no, I think
we could be honest about that.
I think that's justified. I understand. I'm just making a point about basketball and who's good and who ain't, and or who deserves and who doesn't, or who deserves more, that kind
of
thing.
Speaking of basketball, there was a lot of good sports last night. One of those being the which bowl game? Alamo Bowl. Oh, my goodness. The Alamo Bowl going to overtime, TCU having a really, I believe it was a Mo City kid that ended up winning that
for
TCU.
So.
So shout out to Mo City, H-Town always. But that was a fantastic bowl game. Also, the Lakers played a game in which they got beat. But did you see?
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Just skull drug them.
Yeah, the Pistons are a problem. They're
really good.
They are really good. Did you see the Lakers fans in there singing to LeBron James for his 41st birthday party?
I did see something about this. Yeah. That's pleasant, I suppose.
I am so surprised that they have embraced him in this way. Like, it's never going to be the embrace that the other superstars of Lakers history are going to be, right? Magic Johnson in that city, good forever and ever and ever. Amen. Kobe Bryant, clearly. He's never going to be that. I truly believe that they would be very standoffish and just it'd be transactional out of relationship. They've warmed to him.
Have they? I mean, I guess. They definitely sung him happy birthday. I live with a Laker fan. I know a few. He is not. I would push back on that.
Okay.
I don't feel like they have won. And especially comparative to those other guys that you mentioned and where he sits. Like, he's better than all of those other guys that you're talking about. Now, he gets to the Lakers at a much different point in time in his career, but they did win a championship, and he has been excellent for them. So I would have expected, and I suspect that I understand the reasons why, but I would expect a player of that caliber to have been embraced more by them, and I'm somewhat surprised that he hasn't been as much so. LeBron's a little annoying, the passive aggressiveness. I think there's some fatigue as well of just him being around for so damn long. And so I get the sense more so that Lakers fans are ready for the next era. Now, I think this is a little bit foolish. I think they should cherish these moments. I think it's foolish for them to be this way.
Well, they got gifted the next era, although.
Yes, they did.
In watching that game, Luka Doncic, obviously, who I'm talking about, who is a bona fide superstar in the National Basketball Association.
Has the most votes for in the first fan.
That is right. I do think, though, that it's going to be harder than they think it is. Like, he is not just add water superstar. In fact, I don't know that just add water superstar exists anymore. I think that's the way that the NBA has moved. You have to build something around him, and I think that that's something that they're going to have to figure out is a little bit more difficult than you imagine.
Well, and not only that, but do they have, like, shout out to them for fleecing the Mavs, but do they have build something around him type of folks running the team?
They'll find out in time, I would guess. No, because I've never been very fond of Rob Pelinka. Anyways, right. That was way further down the rabbit hole. This was all supposed to be a ploy to just set up. I forgot to mention that it's LeBron's birthday yesterday and Tiger Woods' birthday yesterday.
He was, yeah.
He turned 50. He only just qualified to go to the PGA Tour Champions Tour, which is basically the seniors tour, is what they call it now. Did you realize that?
50. No, it happens all the time where I'm like, wait a minute, you're how old? But then I have to do the math and I'm like, well, hell, I'm 36. You know, and I still try to think of myself as a young man, but I am, I guess, but like I'm getting older. So it's like, well, if I'm 36, Tiger Woods got to be way older than that, because I was watching dude when I was a little kid, you know, the 97 Masters. I'm a little boy, you know. So, yeah, it still shocks me when I realize how, you know, that's just how aging works. You get older, everybody else gets older too. 50 years old. You still kind of think of him or view him as a young man. He ain't.
Yeah, but for me, that particular, and it's not even just the number 50, the round number. It is the idea that now he can play on that seniors tour, in essence. I had it felt like he was there already because of the way that the trajectory of his career.
Yeah. He's been playing like a senior for a while.
I would kind of love to see him on that tour. Especially like now that we've gotten more affable Tiger Woods, who actually is out here joking around and holding his son's bag and stuff on the course. I kind of would love that. That would be great. And it feels like it'd be a much needed landing spot on his career, because the backside of it has felt a lot less fun than I wanted it to be.
You know what is fun, though? Envisioning like a senior in the classical sense. Like, I can't just rattle off the seniors on the senior tour, but just in the classical sense, a senior looks up and sees Tiger Woods walk through the door. Like, imagine that. You're one of the seniors on the senior tour, and now Tiger Woods is in the mix, who to his credit, still doesn't quite look like a classical senior. It feels like the landscape all of a sudden has changed a little bit now that you've added Tiger Woods into the mix.
Also, I forgot that the UFL had brought back the Houston Gamblers. I had forgotten about this.
Shout out to the Gamblers. I need to get some Gamblers gear. That's one thing I don't have.
Yeah, but I also don't want the new Gamblers gear, I'm going to be honest. Like, and that's no disrespect with all due respect to the UFL. I feel like the logo hit harder back in the day in the USFL. Anyways, I just don't like the coloration or whatever, personally. That's personal, matter of taste. Did you realize who the new head coach is?
I didn't.
For the Gamblers. Welcome home is what the graphic says for Kevin Sumlin.
Wow. Didn't he coach
a UFL team?
Yeah, I was going to say an obscure professional football team already.
I did not realize that.
I feel like he's done this already.
I'm not going to lie.
I can't think of what team it was, but this is Kevin Sumlin's lot in life now. And the guy's made a lot of money. I don't think it's anything to be ashamed of.
No, this is not what I would have anticipated. But that's the life of a coach as well. Yes, especially nowadays, you get your shot and it's hard to stick, brother. You better make that work. Because he was killing at U of H. And then the Texas A&M opportunity came. It was the mantra?
Less ride, yep.
And then that was working out for a little bit until it wasn't.
Yeah. Don't leave while you're hot. That's how May screwed up. You know? That's what this is, what it feels like.
It is wild how quickly like your time can pass by, though. Because it felt like, I mean, I know that it was not as good as it needed to be at A&M, but it felt like there should have been enough juice for him to latch on a little bit more in the college ranks. I guess the Arizona stint didn't help either. And then, boom, it's very quickly gone past.
Life comes at you fast.
It does indeed.
Fair enough to say. Yeah.
Oh, and then real quick, because I mentioned this in the break, Zion Chris, who is the quarterback? Who is one of the quarterbacks on the University of Houston Cougars team? He is entering the transfer portal, which is not surprising because they got two quarterbacks that are going to be vying for a starting job, and Zion was not going to be one of those.
Yeah, that's a man that can see what we call the writing on the wall.
Yeah. But the Cougar football team still looking very, very good there. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, I kind of want to, as we're finishing out the 2025 year, I kind of want to go through the anatomy of finishing, because that's been an interesting trajectory through the season for the Texans. So where were they at the start of the season when it came to finishing, and how have they gotten to this place as a finishing team? 713-572-4610. We talk about it next.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.